Hi, this is a discussion for patent Sheila Cotton, SHELACOTTON. Date of birth is 10/20/1973, date of accident 2/8/2024, date of service is 2/15/2024. The chief complaints, this is a new patient visit, chief complaint is severe headache on the right side of the head. Pain in both the shoulders, severe pain in the neck and the lower back and mid back, pain and numbness in both the hands and wrist, severe pain in the left elbow and both knees. History of the automobile accident. The patient allegedly is involved in an automobile accident as of 2/8/2024 and alleges that all the symptoms that are currently being reported are coming out of this accident. Dated 2/8/2024. The patient was traveling at around 8:57 a.m. on 2/8/2024 as a restrained driver in a Ford Escape alone at around Mound and Stockton, S-T-O-C-K-T-O-N, in East Detroit. Patient reported that she stopped for a stop sign and she was rear-ended at a high speed at 50 miles an hour. Her speed of the car was zero. She was wearing seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. 911 was called. The damage to the car is to the rear end only, including the bumper and trunk. However, no inside structure is broken. There is no damage to the seat belts or windshield or dashboard. No damage to the glass. And injuries, a patient reported that she suffered a severe whiplash to the neck after this impact. And she jerked front and back, chest pain. There was no trauma to the chest directly or to the pelvis or abdomen. But in the abdomen, due to the seat belt, she felt some pain. Both the knees hit into the dashboard, leading to severe pain in them after the accident. She was very scared at the scene, panic, and emergency flashes she put on, and she felt very lightheaded. She was taken to the emergency room, St. John Moras, where she was there for 2 hours. CT scan of the head and neck were found to be negative and was discharged. History of the presenting illness. The patient reported that she was wearing seatbelt at the time and the airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene and ambulance arrived at the scene. History of the presenting illness. Headaches. Headaches are reported 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are almost constant and they are mostly the right side of the temple and neck. And they are constant 3 times per day and they are located front and the right temple. And severe, off and on, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, associated with vomiting. Only one time she has had vomiting after this accident, but no other vomiting, no seizures or are reported. Additional symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, disoriented, confusion. Patient does not report any loss of consciousness, seizures or loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of forgetfulness. Patient does not report any incontinence of the urine or bowel, no vision problems. And no other issues are reported. However, the patient does have a history of weakness, lightheadedness, tingling, tingling of the both hands and all the fingers, and difficulty walking. Denies any sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. Denies any subtle anesthesia, and denies any incontinence. Please review the chart for the pain details. And also for system review, for the family history, and for surgical history. And also in the back, there is a history of surgery that I can dictate right now because there is lots of surgeries we had. There as follows. In the past medical history, please mention obesity and tobacco user. And in past surgical history, she has lumbar fusion posterior with fluoro in 2017. She had lumbar fusion anterior with fluoro in 2017, monitor of the peripheral nerve electrode 2017, resection of lumbar vertebra 2017, and cervical decompression anterior fusion with instruction with fluoro 2017. She had resection of the cervical vertebra 2017. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 139 over 80, pulse is 59, pulse ox is 100. Height 5'3", weight is 220. 50-year-old, black female, of a average built and nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinus and jaundice, clubbing colonicia. She's sitting comfortably without any distress or acute shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does appear mildly anxious but not lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with some pain in the limping and pain, but she is able to walk without any adaptive devices, although she is carrying a cane at this time. Rest of the exam will come from the template, except in the skin there is a scar that is present in the anterior part of the neck and posterior part of the neck from the previous surgery, as well as in the lower back from the lumbar and cervical surgery. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination, please mention there is a spasm of the trapezius, quadratus lumborum, and paravertebral muscle. From T1 to L5, bilaterally with several trigger points present and 2 plus hypotonicity. In the musculoskeletal examination, kindly mention inspection reveals normal curvature and alignment of the spine. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, kyphosis, or humpback. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal. Spine tenderness is present in the area of L5-S1 and also C4-5-6 spine and bilateral SI joint. In the range of motion of the cervical spine, flexion is 30. Extension 30, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Sheila Cotton, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive. But distraction test is negative, total hull test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slum test are found negative. In the lumbar spines, straight leg raising test is positive bilaterally at 40 degrees. And there is a scar in the back for the previous surgery. The Bregar test is negative, Kemp test is negative, and Bravinsky sign negative. SI joint. Bilateral SI joint are positively tender. And they're painful on touch, but standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Faber test is positive bilaterally. Gunsling test is positive bilaterally. In the extremities examination, except for the both shoulders and the both elbows, both hands, both knees, both hips, the rest of the extremities will be normal. The examination of the both shoulders is as follows. The patient reported that her pain in both the shoulders is 10 and she can only lift up to 20 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The testing for the supraspinatus could not be done as there is quite a tenderness. There is a tenderness in the anterior and posterior part of the shoulder, and this examination is deferred for a later date. Motor power was 3/5. Examination of both the elbows do not reveal any fracture of the olecranon or any tenderness of the medial lateral epicondyle. Range of motions are normal, no fractures or contusion are noticed. Examination of both the hands and wrist reveal grip of poor grip with motor power 4/5. Sensations are intact, circulation is intact, carpal testing is positive for tendon sign is positive and phalen sign is positive bilaterally. But on inspection palpation, the wrists are appearing essentially normal. range of motions are normal, or all the finger flexion extension is normal. The examination of the hip joint do not reveal any fracture, tenderness, swelling, spasm, contractures. There is no contusion, and range of motions is almost normal to 140 degrees of flexion extension. Internal and external rotation is 40. Motor strength is 4/5. Leg length discrepancy is not noticed. Patrick sign is negative. Tendelbrock test negative. Leg roll, LA test, Thomas test are negative. No obvious fractures or any obvious pathology is deemed to be present, except for mild contusion, soft tissue trauma. Knee joints. Bilateral knee joints do not show any scar or edema effusion, but there is a peripatellar tenderness with swelling without any crepitous grinding noise. Range of motions of the knees are normal at 135 degrees flexion, and collateral ligaments are also mildly tender. Motor power is normal at 5/5. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer absent. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension test is positive. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 X16. E66.9, S09.90XA, Z79.891, M62.830, CNS, R51, R42, R41.1, F32.9, nerves M60.9, muscles M679.1, ligaments M54.0, both the shoulders M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, G56.01, G56.02, both hips M25.551, M25.552, knees M25.561, M25.562, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4 XXA, M96.1, and M47.812, M47.812, thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, M54.08, F23.3 XXA, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.165, 4.42, S33.5 XXA, M96.1, sacroiliac spine M46.1, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan comes as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue 3 times per week in the affected area of neck, mid back, lower back, as well as both shoulders and both knees and both hips. With the traction, with the massage, no traction. Patient is further advised chiropractic treatment and acupunctures, massages. He remains off work or disabled, and household replacement and transportation have been checked. Her meds and labs have been reviewed. Medications. The patient is provided with the following medications, which are medications that are provided are I cannot find the medications, so we do not know what we gave to her, but essentially no narcotics are given, so she is getting medication from her own doctor. A compounding cream was ordered for topical pain relief. If I find the medications later on, I will dictate later on. Non-narcotic and narcotic medications are not there. Home exercise plan, non-pharmacological modalities, psychiatrists, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. We'll review her old records that are available to advanced pain care, and new records have been ordered released from the ER. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, if patient wants caseworker, we can provide her. Investigations, no new investigations are being ordered. DMEs. Our patient already has the DME. She's walking with a cane. A back brace has been ordered and neck brace has been ordered. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow-up visit, 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
So that's